The Senate today began taking a close look at the plans being developed for long-term energy supplies along the Rail Belt and in South Central Alaska. The Resources Committee opened 3 days of hearings on gas lines, focusing first on the standalone project, or Bullet Line, that would bring gas from the North Slope through Fairbanks to Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula. However, some members are beginning to indicate there might be too much of a South Central focus. At various levels of planning right now are two geothermal facilities, the Susitna Hydro Project and new exploration plans for Cook Inlet Gas. Finance co-chair Bert Stedman of Sitka told Alaska Gas Development Corporation President Dan Fauske that the legislature must consider all the other options available, not just the Bullet Line.
Frankly, as a public official, we can't operate with blinders like that on. I think we're going to march down this project and pay $4 billion or $8 billion. Well, if we pay $8 billion, Mr. Chairman, pretty much anything will work. But if we had $8 billion, what would we spend it on? Is this the only alternative we have to power generation for the rail belt? I don't think so.
Under the AGDC's plan, the state's investment could be limited to $400 million on initial permitting and project-related studies, with the rest of the construction costs coming from private investors. The state would have the option of participating in that part of the project. Fauske agreed there are options, saying they are being incorporated into his plans. He pointed to new information recently coming to light, such as huge new gas reserves estimated in Cook Inlet. However, he countered it with concerns among the public in Fairbanks and South Central, to the point of desperation in some places. From a planning perspective, Fauske cautioned against what he called analysis paralysis.
I don't care if we get gas from the moon. We need to get something going in reference to answer the very questions of, are we in fact running out of gas? We know what's going on in Fairbanks. We know what's been going on in rural Alaska for many years. And now Anchorage, your largest city, is poised to potentially face a problem if the experts are correct. I don't know what's going to happen in Cook Inlet. I don't think anybody at this table does. I hope it's successful.
Fairbanks legislators questioned the AGDC's estimates of the cost of gas for users of the Bullet Line. The current proposal shows energy costs would decrease throughout the area, however. Fairbanks's rates would be higher. Fauske said that a final structure of the project would be a policy call by the legislature, whether to put in place a one-size-fits-all pricing schedule or the economic model now being used. The committee has TransCanada on its schedule for Tuesday. Legislators have said they're hoping for an update on the status of the large-volume gas line from the North Slope to Canadian and lower 48 markets.